The Toronto Blue Jays fan base. Loyal, large, loud. Anxiously awaiting the first pitch of the first game of the 2016 postseason in Major League Baseball.
Why is Toronto throwing Marcus Stroman, who struggled against Baltimore, instead of Francisco Liriano?
They're going with Strohkinney because that's their guy. He's shown the ability to pitch in these big games, these big stages.
Marcus Stroman, they believe, does not shy away in the big game. He likes the moment. He doesn't shrink from the magnitude of the moment. And all those things factored together led them to that decision.
Everybody's whole life told him he can't do something because of his size. So, you know, without any confidence at all, he's not here. So this is one of those things. He thinks he's the guy that should pitch these games, and he's done it before.
I couldn't be happier, I couldn't be proud, and I couldn't be more excited to be the one to go out there in the deciding game to put us in the playoffs. So I relish this opportunity, and I can't wait.
As they will face Marcus Stroman.
He might be little, but he's a little stick of dynamite, is Marcus Stroman.
Can you tell they've been waiting all day for this? Adam Jones steps in, and we are underway.
It's Sports Felt Story Time. It's episode 2 of the 2016 wildcard recap. We are about to get into it. It is a home game. The Blue Jays, we just mentioned, narrowly edged their way into hosting the wildcard game against the Baltimore Orioles. First pitch, 8:08. I have a lot of tweets from me. I am trying to be pretty impartial during this. I was working, so I have, like, I'm watching batting practice. Josh Donaldson cuts the sleeves off his hoodie. and I have a great tweet that, from what I can tell, every single member of the Blue Jays is already in uniform 2 hours before game time, except for Troy Tulowitzki, who is the definition of unbothered in flip-flops.
Oh, bless Tulo. Love him so much.
I had a good shot because I was in left field. The press box, as I said,
right.
So I could see into the bullpen. So I was very I was on. When will Biagini come up? Because he was up basically immediately every single time.
Mm.
Anyway, oh boy, we start.
Oh boy, indeed.
It starts off not slowly, but 3-3 down, first two innings.
That definitely didn't help the air in the building.
Yeah,
I'll say that much.
Get a fly out to center. We got a ground out. We got a pop fly, and then Travis strikeout. Donaldson grounds out to first. Edwin pops out.
You know what I miss about these Blue Jays teams? Is that, like, there's so many guys on this team where, especially in a game like this, just, like, it's hard to quantify just how baseball is, because baseball is a one-on-one matchup. But when you talk about, a guy like Kawhi, we're just like, oh, anything could happen anytime he has the ball. A lot of guys on these teams are just like just utter faith in them at all times. Bottom of the first, Donaldson up. It was just like, he could just fucking crush this right now, and I'll be in a great mood.
You're goddamn right.
At any time.
Top of the second. Trumbo, ground up. Wieters, fly out. Chris Davis, strikeout. Bottom of the second.
Is this the year Chris Davis hit like 50 home runs or something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Bottom of the second. Leading off. Your right fielder.
The God King.
Number 19. Jose Bautista. Who else? What else?
Yeah.
What else? What do you fucking think happens? Huh? The fuck do you think happens in this at bat? Chris Tillman tries to get cute. Chris Tillman tries to play
Chris
that
Chris Tillman started a fucking wild card
3-1 game. Pitch, Chris. Guess what?
There's a drive. Deep left field. Back toward that wall. And it's gone.
You see that leg kick? Gets it up in the air. He's hit a couple of long home runs. That one wasn't his longest, but he definitely got enough of it. Great timing.
Should have walked him.
Just cleared the wall.
Should have walked him, Chris.
Cleared the wall by about half an inch.
The Jays are in flight. 1-0 Blue Jays.
I remember that home run quite well. So this is the first of a series of a couple things that happened in this game.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned before we started recording that I was sober for this game.
Yes.
The reason I was sober for this game is because I think I've said this on the show before. I have really weird superstitions when it comes to baseball.
Right.
I'm not a superstitious person. I don't believe in anything spiritual. But when it comes to baseball, I'm extremely superstitious. In the middle of
top,
the second.
Yeah, top and the bottom.
Between top and bottom. I went to go get us beers. As I was walking back, as I got like to our seat, essentially.
Four pitches later, home run Jose, keep this in mind, Jose Bautista, one of the Blue Jays.
Obviously no one was more loved than Jose in his own way at that time. Boy, it was loud in there after he hit that.
If you look at an important Blue Jays game in the playoffs in 2015 and 2016, Jose Bautista hit a home run.
Yeah, it's true.
He did.
He was amazing.
It's a fact.
And it was perfect. So we said for half a decade, I just want to see him in the playoffs.
Just want him to have
what
a
would
moment.
He do? And he had like six moments.
Blue Jays go in order after that. Nothing happens in the third. And then in the fourth, Marcus Stroman has been pretty damn good up to this point. Adam Jones, a leadoff single into right field and line drive, hit it pretty well. Hyun-Soo Kim, remember the name, grounds out. First base unassisted. Jones moves to second. Manny Machado with a line out, starting to get hit a little bit. I believe Biagini is already up.
I would also say that was no ordinary Manny Machado line out, I don't believe.
Mm.
I believe that was the one where Kevin Pillar, for all of his Kevin Pillarness, made an unbelievable catch in center field.
In the air, right center field, Bautista over Pillar on. And what a catch by Kevin Pillar!
From my angle, I was watching Bautista. I thought he was the only one to have a chance at that ball. And all of a sudden, Pillar comes out of nowhere. What a catch.
Of all of his good catches, that one was like ridiculous and also in such a big moment.
Because
it was like that ball was in the gap. It was a tie game.
Yeah, so another 3-1 pitch.
Yeah, and it was like Manny Machado, who we're all terrified of at any, again, another guy at any time.
Yes.
I remember he caught that ball and I was like, this game's over. However, I was wrong.
The very next pitch out of Marcus Stroman's hand is Mark Trumbo, a absolute bomb. 2-1 for the Orioles. And things get a little dicey here.
The emotion shift in the building from Pillar's catch, because again, if anyone was loved in that team, it was fucking Kevin Pillar for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
The emotion of going from the crowd, not even like, haven't even sat down yet from cheering the catch. Not the crowd sat down a lot in that game, but like the crowd was still on their feet from the catch, and then Trumbo just destroys a pitch.
Now here's a very important thing. Here's where it starts, is the thing about the Orioles that year was, you can't let them have a lead.
Yes, that's right.
Because Zach Britton.
This is a theme for the 2016 Blue Jays in the playoffs, actually.
It's hard to overstate how stupidly good Zach Britton was. I mean, here's the numbers. 69 appearances, 67 innings pitched, 74 strikeouts, 18 walks, 4 earned runs, ERA of 0.54. In 69 appearances. That's
impossible.
Unbelievable. As well, Brad Brack, who you learned to hate as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
71.
Brad Bratch.
71 appearances. I got a Brad Brack myself. 79 innings, a 2.05 ERA. So there's two guys, 8 and 9. Forget about it.
Yeah.
You go down to the Orioles, you're in some real trouble.
Man, Britton was so good, though.
It was hilarious how good Zach Britton. If it was any other team but the Orioles, it would have been the greatest thing. Bottom of the fifth, Donaldson fouls out. Encarnacion strikes out. Bautista draws a walk because they are shook. 4-pitch walk. Don't even try. Don't even bother. Forget about it. Should have walked him last time.
Yeah.
Learn your lesson. Russell Martin, who did not play well on the stretch for the Blue Jays.
No.
Grounds out.
I remember having arguments after this game
mm-hmm.
in the playoff series. Beginning of the series against Cleveland, I believe.
Yes.
Arguments with my friend arguing that maybe Russ shouldn't be playing.
A little wash.
To which my argument was, who else are they going to play? But also, man, he was rough in the playoffs.
Top five, Stroman gets Davis looking. He gets a ground out from Scope. And then he gives up a line drive single to Michael Bourne. And this is when Pat Tabler is saying, okay, you got to get rid of him. Because I believe basically every time Stroman went down like a couple balls, Biagini was up. Biagini was up a lot in the bullpen in this game.
To your point, I do think that Gibby managed it well. It was never like he was never coming out to the mound or anything. But I thought he handled that as well. It's just like, okay, if there's a reason to get out of this, we can.
Bourne steals second, and we get a runner on, and J.J. Hardley at the plate. Stroman gets him swinging. Crowd goes nuts. 2-1 through top five. Bottom five, Tulowitzki flies out. Michael Saunders, who back from the dead a little bit here. A ground rule double. A huge moment. Kevin Pillar doubles.
At a pitch above his fucking head.
See, here's Kevin Pillar doubles and Saunders does not score.
That, okay, so this is what I was thinking of when we were talking in the green room. One of the first, like, Louis Rivera, what are you doing? I believe Pillar's double was in the corner. Michael Bourne weirdly, like, pulled up. Mm-hmm. It looked like he could make the running catch, and he just kind of didn't.
My response, I'm just going by my own tweets. 833, what had to be the Batista at bat. My tweet is just, my goodness. Followed up by a tweet that says, on the plus side, if someone were to cheer in the press box, it would be impossible to hear them. With a follow-up of, hypothetically.
I will also say, just of note, because it's a play I remember very well, in that top of the fifth, the second out ground out was a ridiculous diving stab and a dart to first base from one Troy Tulowitzki.
My response to the Kevin Pillar double is, how in the world did he hit that? We were at Saunders
second
on third, right?
Yeah.
Saunders did not score. Is my tweet on this. Saunders did not score because Bourne absolutely should have caught that, was my...
Mm. So it was on Pillar's that he should have caught it. Okay.
Yes. Very next batter is Ezekiel Carrera. This is where the put Ezekiel Carrera's name on the
level of excellence
came from.
Carrera, line drive, center field. That's a base hit. The game is tied, and they will hold up Kevin Pillar at third. 2-2, runners on the corners.
What a benefit. Hanging curveball from Tillman, and you get three hits from the seventh, eighth, and ninth place hitter here in the Blue Jays lineup.
That is it for Chris Tillman. It's got to be Brock. No. Michael Gibbons comes into the game. He immediately, first pitch, gets a 5-4-3 out of Devin Travis. We are tied at 2 through 5 innings.
To continue my beer superstition, I was in the concourse for both doubles.
Jake, you're killing me here,
beer,
man.
Beer lines were long. So in between the top and the bottom, once again, I was like, hey, it worked last time.
Mm-hmm.
We're down one. I was in the concourse. I ran into a friend of the show, Thomas Drance, in the concourse.
Boy. It's funny that you mentioned that. It was always people we knew.
Yeah.
Everywhere in that building.
Weirdly, one of the most interesting and fun things that's ever happened to me at Skydome. Everyone's in the concourse. Everyone's in beer. Everyone's like glued to the TVs.
Of course.
Which no one's ever doing in the concourse. On the Pillar double, people in the concourse just going nuts. Strangers hugging. People tossing beers around in just the hallway. It was the coolest shit in the world. I'll never forget it. Got our beers. Everyone, of course, rushed back to their seats, got back to the seat just in time for Zeke's single.
I have the
the pitch track.
I have the pitch track here of Pillar's hit. Here's some stats from Mike Petrillo of Baseball America, I believe it is. MLB.com now and StatCast. Pillar's hit when he swung at it was 4.6 feet off the ground. The second highest ball hit for a hit all year long.
It had
a 141 expected batting average.
To give you reference for how high above the ground that is 11 inches shorter than me.
Incredible. Stroman, you know, the last two innings, he'd given up a home run and he'd given up a line drive.
He was getting hit hard.
But he is at heart, at his best, a ground ball machine. Top of the sixth, Adam Jones grounds up. Hyunsoo Kim grounds out on the first pitch. Manny Machado hits a single with a ground ball. And then Mark Trumbo, the building tightens up.
Yeah.
The building, the sphincters.
As soon as the game was tied, this is the point where every single at bat was, oh God.
If somebody gets on base, you need to be making things happen.
Everyone was standing for every pitch with anyone on base for the rest of the game.
Stroman gets one more ground ball. He is very excited and exits the ball game. The line on Stroman. 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 6 Ks, 81 pitches, 53 for strikes.
It's kind of what you want from a wild card start, you know?
That is as good as it gets. And gutsy, you know, it seems obvious to look at now. He said, oh, yeah, Stroman, best guy, you put him in. He had, you remember the first episode, he had the fourth worst ERA on the team.
Yeah, he wasn't good.
He was not great this year. Gutsy to put him in there, but that is what we loved about Marcus Stroman, was he wanted the ball.
Big moment.
In this situation. Big game, Marcus, as he would... maybe tell you if you ask him.
I feel like I'm able to really lock it in these big time games. I was extremely happy that I was the one to get the ball. This entire organization, entire staff, entire country of Canada has unbelievable confidence in me. I love being out there and play with emotion. I feel like that fits my personality.
Bottom six, Donaldson down swinging. Encarnacion ground out. Jose struck out looking. Don't remember it, but probably got robbed on the call.
Probably.
So funny that, like, obviously it's just a straight up 3-9 inning, but man, anytime, you said it before, anytime it was Donaldson, Encarnacion, Batista, you're like, ah, we're scoring 3 runs this inning.
Oh, yeah. Especially at this time of year.
Minimum. Gibbons. Pretty good work there from Gibbons. Top 7, Brett Cecil into the game.
I love Brett Cecil.
Try not to fall in love with relievers, but I couldn't help myself. I love Brett Cecil.
I will maintain till the day I die that if Cecil was healthy in 2015, they win the World Series.
Cecil gets Wieters to ground out, and then he walks Chris Davis. Not what you want. Joe Biagini comes into the game, strikes out Jonathan Scope, strikes out Michael Bourne. And oh boy, let me tell you. Jason Grilley starts warming up. And Jason Grilley, who we loved.
The most excitable man.
Jason Grilley in September, though.
He also wasn't good.
He was really bad down the stretch. In September, he threw 10 innings. His ERA was 10.45.
Oof.
Gave up an opponent OPS of 1.192. He is the guy.
The mirror of what Zach Britton.
He's the guy that's coming in to close this out in the eighth inning. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Russell Martin leads off with a line out. Hey, he made contact. We're happy with that.
It is funny that Russell's biggest contribution offensively that season was a ground out that Donaldson scored on.
Torrey Tulitzki down swinging, and that is it for Michael Gibbons. The bullpen door opens. That's got to be Brock. That's got to be Britton, obviously.
So I'll get into this a little more.
Nope. Donnie Hart.
I'll get into this a little more when we get into the deeper innings of this game. From where I was sitting, we were in the 500 looking directly at the Orioles bullpen. And if you sat in the 500s before, you can't exactly tell who everyone is at first blush.
Yes.
Every single time the door opened, every single person in our section went, well, there he is. And every single time, he was not.
Like, Zach Britton isn't just, like, sitting and chilling. Zach Britton's warming
up. He was warming,
up.
Yeah.
He's waiting to get into this game.
But from the 500s, you see two white pitchers.
Absolutely.
Warming. You can't tell.
And if you'll remember, we'll get into this in the post game, how Cleveland used Andrew Miller and how Kansas City
destroyed
and how Kansas City used their relievers beforehand. This was the start of, like, if you have a Zach Britton, you bring him in for 6-7 outs, as many as you need. Yeah. When you need the outs, you bring him in. That Blue Jays crowd,
rowdy bunch.
The two outs in the seventh, Melvin Upton Jr. back to the wall. Hyunsoo Kim is underneath it, and the stupidest looking guy you've ever seen in your life. like Eddie Munster haircut.
Yeah.
Worked for, I believe, Post Media, want to say.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Ken Pagan throws a beer.
A full beer.
Throws a full beer at Hyunsoo Kim. Not sure what he was trying to accomplish with this, but
my only assumption was he was like, could mess him up and he would think the hit would count. Like, I'm not a big, like, let's shame dummies in the crowd guy unless they're being like openly offensive. But like this is
openly offensive.
Yeah, this was gross.
Grinds the game to a halt. Another, like, we had just had the 2015 game where
I was convinced we were going to lose after this.
For sure. It was a black cloud.
Yeah.
It lasted for another inning and a half where it was like, oh my God, this is happening to us.
Yeah.
And that leads us into the home stretch of this baseball game, which we are going to touch on in the next episode.
Skull threw a Fonda can of beer out there.
And now the fans are booing Buck Showalter. How can they boo him? Who's an idiot that's ruined it for the 50,000 people here?
Somebody threw a beer at a player during the play.
If you're throwing anything on the field or at a player or...
Unless it's a hat after a third home run, then it's fine.
But yes. I'll allow it.
But yes, it's bad.
Throwing a beer at a player making a play is like...
From behind.
Is like... It's hard to even put into words how ridiculously terrible that is.